News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise, monitoring, well, everything, traffic and weather and anything else necessary over in the newsroom is Mr. Matt Cotrillo, so we appreciate that. Rob Center is our fabulous producer. In the studio with us now, Pastor Ryan Brocious is here. He's the worship arts pastor at the Christ Wesleyan Church in Milton. Welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning, Mark.
Thanks for coming in. I appreciate that. It's funny to hear your voice. I recognize your voice from all your good ads and so on.
Thank you.
So we appreciate that. I always appreciate hearing your ads. You speak clearly. My hearing is shot, and I need people
it's a good combination.
Right. I need people to speak up, so I appreciate that. You brought with you today, or she brought you, Carol Brocious is here. She's a volunteer with the Christ Wesleyan Church and the assistant director of the Diary of Anne Frank that's going to be on stage at the Christ Wesleyan Church in a couple of weeks. So welcome aboard, Carol.
Good morning. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate this. And Grace Dietrich is here. She's a young actress who will be portraying Anne Frank in the play. She's a new Columbia resident and one of the volunteers that helps Christ Wesleyan Church do these wonderful plays. So I appreciate you coming in.
I appreciate being here.
Well, thank you so much. It's funny to hear your voice too after hearing the ads and watching the trailers, like meeting TV stars or something. Well, Ryan, a worship arts pastor in Christ Wesleyan Church does theater. Maybe let's kind of step back a little bit and look at the mission of Christ Wesleyan Church, which is just to hold a worship service, a service on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. You got a couple of those. They're videotaped. They're online. You got a satellite service. And then comes live theater.
Yeah, it's really been an awesome opportunity for us to connect with our community and to really have these opportunities that aren't those intimidating offerings. You know, somebody might think, I don't know that I am ready to attend a church, but they can come to a theater experience as kind of a, you know, and feel welcomed and feel kind of maybe a little bit more comfortable. And so we use theater as an opportunity to connect with people and make those relationships happen, and we try to do it to the best of our ability. And so we've got Broadway quality sort of as our goal, but with this underlying mission of making connections with people.
All right, so you're making connections, so people come to the theater, you hit them over the head with a Bible or something?
No, we want them to feel really comfortable when they're there, and obviously if they'd like to know more about God, we'll help them out, but you know, it's really just a soft opportunity to expose them to the church and to our program.
All right. If folks go to the Christ Wesleyan Theater, they're going to need some information in advance. CWTheater.org is the website. You can buy tickets at the Well-Read Bookstore, which everybody should know where that is by now at the church. It is $40 for adults and children 12 and under is $25. Some may think that's more than I typically pay for good live theater around here. What do you say to that observation?
Yeah, so this is a full dinner theater experience, so they'll be able to enjoy a fully catered meal, and there's lots of options even for those with those gluten-free kinds of issues and things like that, so they will get the full show and dinner for that price.
All right, so folks should remember that this is it's a sort of a one-stop evening for folks, and it starts at 6:30 in the evening on the 13th at 6:30, 14th at 6:30, and then on June 15th, the Sunday, it's 4:30 p.m. for the dinner theater. All right, let's talk about the Diary of Anne Frank. Frank, you're helping to make sure that these actors and actresses portray it. Tell me about this experience making this particular play come to life.
Well, we started 6 months to a year ago planning out the show. We cast back in February. We have a phenomenal cast of 13 with some understudies who could step in an instant and fill in for the cast member that would need to step out.
All right, and is this a difficult play to put on? I mean, this is not the feel-good play of the year kind of thing. It's a haunting story, but very timely.
It is. It can be very haunting, but we do have a lot of laughter. There's a whole range of emotions throughout the entire show. It's not necessarily a totally sad show. You're not going to sit there and cry the entire time. You're going to laugh. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Well, our observations, you have seen the play, so our observations are interesting. In what way is the play timely? Who wants to answer that question?
I think there's this thought that whenever we dehumanize a group of people, which obviously was the case in the 40s, the 30s and 40s during World War II, we run into trouble. And so just really valuing people at face value, you know, that they're a human first, and after that there may be debatable things that we can talk through, but really caring for and treating somebody with high quality and priority just because they're human. And I think that's a really important message for, you know, 2019.
All right, well, yeah, sound advice. Even with before this president came into office, that was a brought up and talked about thing, the idea of respect, and sometimes they call it political respect, but really, or political correctness, but really it's respect for other people and sort of thinking about others instead of yourself. All right, Grace, actress, have you played Anne Frank before?
I never have. This is my first time portraying the role. I read the diary when I was probably 9 or 10 years old for the first time, and so I sort of grew up knowing who Anne Frank was and knowing her story. But this has really given me an opportunity to dig deeper.
What kind of feelings does reading the play and then starting your portrayals, what kind of feelings does that conjure up?
It conjures up a whole range of emotions because the diary, like Carol said, it really covers that whole range. You see her laugh. You see her have a lot of joy. You also see her struggle and get into fights with her mom, some sort of like typical 13-year-old girl things. But also, she has these very wise insights for her age, just into the human spirit and into existence. And so it's interesting to read and just sort of kind of get myself into that mindset of who Anne Frank was because of all that.
And when you are acting, what happens? Grace gets put on hold, I guess, and somebody else comes out?
Hopefully, that's the goal. Try to maybe relate myself to my character a little bit, so maybe there's a little bit of Grace in there, but you're going to be seeing Anne Frank when you come see the show, not Grace. So.
And I'll laugh, I'll cry, I'll get all of this?
Absolutely. There's, fun times, there's romance, there's a whole range of human experiences that happen in the course of this show.
Can I ask you to read some lines? Is that feasible?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. This is the time. Please, go right ahead.
Okay. So I'll do this monologue that she does. And this is historically true as well. Anne hears a radio ad, ironically, advertising for people to save their diaries or letters or things that they have throughout the war or collect throughout the war to commemorate and remember this time that the Dutch people and that the Jews experienced. And this is sort of her reaction to that moment. So she says, "I can't believe it. Did he really say a diary? I'll start revising it tomorrow. Maybe one day I could even publish a novel, The Secret Annex, based on my diary. Unless you write yourself, you can't know how wonderful it is. When I write, I shake off all my cares. But I want to achieve more than that. I want to be useful and bring enjoyment to all people, even those I've never met. I want to go on living, even after my death." And that is one of her lines. That's one of her monologues throughout the show.
What? So she's writing this in hiding.
Yes, yeah.
And I was going to say in captivity, but hiding. But hope, the through line through this, that's not
absolutely
a despairing message.
Not at all. She really held on to hope throughout all of this and held on to the good things of life. She did have those moments, obviously, of fear and of disparity, but she really held on to that hope.
It's amazing what happens to the human spirit when it's under pressure and it's in those kinds of situations. You know, you think about those who've lived through persecution in different times like that, and it just seems to bring out, it can either bring out the best or the worst in people, and I think in their scenario, it brought out some really incredible things. You don't hear 13-year-olds talk the way that she does in this diary too often, and I just think there was a level of maturity that was there.
You hear that? The maturity in Anne?
Absolutely. Absolutely. She was 13, and you need to take that into consideration, but the wisdom of this 13-year-old girl who basically, they lived in fear for their life every day. But she found joy in everything.
A difficult portrayal for you?
In some ways, yes. In other ways, no. I sort of had to go back into my own 13-year-old mind and sort of recall some of those, you know, just 13-year-old things.
Was it about 10 years ago or so?
It was actually about 5 years ago. Okay. I'm 18 now. So I sort of am channeling a little bit of a younger version than obviously who I am in real life. And there are some difficult scenes, difficult just things to do. Obviously, there are some sad and hard moments to do. But overall, like I said, it's just a real joy to be able to portray.
Please invite people to the performances. Give us more details and kind of wrap up.
So June 13th through the 15th, that's Father's Day weekend, three performances. They can get tickets at cwtheater.org or at the Well-Read Bookstore. They have to reserve their seats by June 3rd, so that would be next Monday, just so that we can have that meal ready for them because it's fully catered. And so just a little under a week here to get their tickets, but we're just really excited. It's going to be, and then obviously we're right there off of Broadway in Milton. We say we're the off-Broadway theater right there, but just happy to have everyone here. And you can bring your kids. We make sure that everything's family safe. And so I know that there is some difficult content, but I would be comfortable bringing my young children even to this performance.
I think the most difficult they would probably not kind of get,
right?
You know, so I think that in that way it might.
And really, it's just those
okay.
2 years in hiding that we're looking at, and not really seeing the concentration camps or any of that things that fall. We hear about it, but really just looking at those 2 years.
And you want folks to decide if they're going to the dinner theater in the next 2 weeks. To decide by Monday.
By Monday.
By close of business.
That's
Monday,
right.
June 3rd.
Right.
Go to cwtheater.org.
That's correct.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for
Thanks
coming
for
in.
Having us.
I really do appreciate it. Ryan Brocious is the worship arts pastor at Christ Wesleyan Church. Carol Brocious, an assistant director of the Diary of Anne Frank. That's coming up in 2 weeks. And Grace Dietrich doing this marvelous portrayal of Anne Frank. Inspiring, really. I love to hear these lines. And that is coming up June 13th, cwtheater.org. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.